This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, again calling your attention as we carry along with a series of studies on living the excellent life to the words of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 5, verse 47, where he asked the question which really teaches us a great lesson, and if you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Here it is clear that Jesus means for us to live a life that's above the ordinary, to live a life such as he lived, to strive every day to come closer and closer to that perfect pattern which he set for us as he lived here on this earth. Now, a fifth point that I want to indicate to you in our living the excellent life is to do not sour against what you're not good at. You'll recall in the reading of Aesop's fables that a fox saw a vineyard of grapes, but there was a fence around the vineyard, and he desired very much to want to get in to be able to eat the grapes. When he had tried and tried and tried and was unsuccessful at getting into the vineyard, he simply dismissed the whole affair by saying, "Oh, well, the grapes are sour anyway. What should I care anything about them?" You'll find yourself perhaps reacting that way at times. What you cannot reach or what you think you can't reach, you sour upon. Or what you do not like, then you discount. For instance, the frail boy makes fun or ridicules athletics. While on the other hand, the athletic boy who may not be very intelligent makes fun of the boy who makes all A's or straight A's and calls him an egghead or something of the sort. Some will ridicule art and music. Others will ridicule this or that or the other, such as being a plumber or a mechanic or something. The college professor will tend to look down at the man who works hard with his hands, and the man who works hard with his hands will tend to look down upon the man who spends his life making his living mainly with his mind. But I want to suggest that there is a place for every one of us. I recall when I was a very young man spending time working in a manufacturing plant as an engineering draftsman. And during the lunch hour, I heard many discussions between engineers and men in the shop about which was most valuable to the company. And I rather timidly one day suggested that neither one of them would be any good without the other. What good would it be to have engineers who could draw all the fanciest blueprints that ever had been drawn, all the most wonderful plans about whatever machine might be invented, if there was no one there to build it? And what good would it be if there was a man in the shop ready to build with whatever machines he may have if no one had drawn the plans for it? You see, they needed each other. There is no need for us to go through life discounting what we do not especially like or what we're not good at. We need not be soured at what we have not especially come to be efficient at. Remember, deficiency can be an impetus to greatness. Sometimes a person who realizes, who comes to realize and faces up to it and admits it, that he's not a very handsome or beautiful person, that he's perhaps even very ugly, may, to compensate for that, develop a great personality, develop great wit and charm. A shy boy may become a great scientist, one who doesn't like to be with people. He may get off in the corner somewhere with some job and make some great contribution to society because he has learned to concentrate upon one thing. And so I suggest to live a life of excellence is not to sour against what you're not good at. The Bible would recognize that we ought to love everybody, to be appreciative of the good they do, no matter what sort it is. Now, in the next place, I suggest to you that living the excellent life, each life, to recognize that each life has both limitation and opportunity. Someone has said that life is like a landscaping job. We're given a sort of a plot of ground to develop, and every plot has limitations. One plot has too many hills, another plot has too many holes, another plot has too many rocks, and so forth. But at the same time, every plot of ground has certain opportunity, even the desert. But our time is gone today. I hope you'll be back with us next time as we continue to study from this great passage from Jesus, "What do you more than others?" as an incentive to us to live the life of excelling.